Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Cass and Bodge.
It goes like this.
Do you know the best workout in the whole wide world is?
What is it, Bodge?
Running up the stairs because you've left your best mate
in the lurch. Oh, my goodness. Can I tell you something? When you just ran in, you just scared the living daylights out of me a little bit. I'm trying to do the weather. I didn't know what Macquarie was at. Hey, how you puffing or?
We had a client function last night.
Yeah.
And that's the excuse I'm going with for why this morning.
Well, luckily.
I may or may not have been on the verge of lateness.
Oh.
Not late.
No.
A little bit late.
Yeah. All right, I'll let you fix that one. Hey, we'll chat about it next, hey, this client event.
I'm going to get in trouble for some of the stuff I did, I think.
What do you mean?
Well, you didn't have to get on the microphone, but I did.
No, I was having a good time. I had to hand out, I'll tell you what I did. We did different things last night, but one of us is left puffing.
No, I don't even mean.
One of us isn't. Well, happy Thursday. We've got Dean McCarthy coming up just before 7 o'clock as well. And also, I've got some stuff to tell you about the Koala Hospital yesterday. I got scratched yesterday.
Scratched?
Yes. I've got some battle scars from it yesterday. All right, let's get into some Youngblood and Halsey. Travis Barker.
Good move.
Yes? All right, it's 11 minutes. You're on Hit This Morning with Cass and Bodge.
Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
And you're on Hit This Morning with Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Last night we had a client function with a lot of people.
With some clients?
Yeah. It was work-related and they said... Our bosses said, you got to be there. We got to help host the event. That's what we do. We talk. We're little monkeys.
Puppets.
They like to wheel us out to these events. And well, I had a good time. As soon as the food came out, I mean, you better believe I was the first one there. That's not even an exaggeration.
Well, also there was the cold food and then the hot food came out and I looked over both times and you were there, like sharp. It was sharp.
I got to, you know how you go back for seconds and whatever else. I'd gone back for 12ths.
12ths?
Yeah, well, they were only small plates.
Okay, what was your favourite thing then?
They had little pies.
The pies were good.
Yeah, okay. And that's why when I got on the microphone, I wasn't sure what to say to everyone. So I said, just so you know, the oblong pies are better than the round pies. And I thought that was appropriate.
Well, at least you're giving other people, you know, some sound advice there.
You don't want to get the wrong pie or get food envy and find out that the oblong one was the one to go for.
Well, also the curry puffs.
They were really good.
I got those.
It was nice to meet some of the clients that we hadn't met before, though. And, I'm not a big networker. I don't like doing any of that. I don't like feeling like I'm selling something. So that's not what I do. I just go and I found a nice couple of ladies up the back. And I thought, you know what, that back corner is a nice place to sit and hide so that I don't have to do much work. And I started chatting to them, and they were great. I loved them.
I did see you with a certain two ladies, like pretty much a lot of the night. Had you known them before?
No, they're from the Cat Eye Health Centre. They were really cool. And we talked about loads of different things, and we just ate food. And then, just had a few drinks, and I just thought, you know, I'll stay here. I like this.
I'll take a seat. Yeah.
Then I tried to hide behind the curtain when it came time to do the official stuff.
Yeah. I didn't know where you had gone. But
yeah, everyone else knew.
That you were behind the curtain. Well, see, I didn't see it because I was busy doing my little bit, which was handing out some cookies. And, of course, you know, they get the Greek to hand out the cookies. Like, I don't know. But it was good. Everyone liked them. I was worried. You know when you're handing out something and what if people don't like it? They can put it back or they're like, oh, don't take that.
They're not
going
to do it with these biscuits.
They weren't.
No.
No, but also, you know, when that happens and then they tell the next person, like, oh, don't take that.
Oh,
it's a bit
really?
Dry. Yes.
Oh, really?
I was worried that was going to happen. And then because I was going around in circular motion throughout the whole room, everyone was taking them. One lady asked me, are these vegetarian? And I was like, that is actually something I don't know. I don't think so.
Vegetarian?
They were like just shortbreads.
What would they have been? Meat biscuits?
That's what I said. And then I went and asked the chef and she said no. Yeah, so right. I just had to give that lady that information. That's something new.
It would have been animal products.
Well, the eggs.
There's
eggs.
Yeah, fair enough. No, I can understand that. That makes sense.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. If I just used my brain for a second, I would have been like, no. But it did stress me out. I was like, what do you mean?
Because you and I, we worked in hospitality for years. So I feel like we should have just gone, easy question. But no. It's not in my mind anymore.
No, it's not. I don't know. Once you get out of the biz, move into a new one, it's hard.
It's food. That's all yeah. I care about. It's food.
Yeah. Oh, look, I don't know. Overall, good night.
Yes.
And I think that when you were on the mic, you did have some pretty classic comments. Were you? Do you think that you were running the room? Did you get how it all worked?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I mean, it was explained to me so many times how the night would go.
Yeah.
And I think I may have slightly let the team down, but then by the end of it, I was just like, oh, I knew how it went.
I was just
doing it just to try and like, roll you up.
You were up there with Nicole from Triple M, and I saw you just passing the microphone over.
Ladies and gentlemen, get up with. Are we ready?
Cass and Botch. On the Mid-North Coast hit.
Cass, you had an incident happen yesterday. How long have you been working at that Koala Hospital?
I reckon about, 7, 8 months, I think.
Nearly the entire time you've been here.
Well, that's more like 11 months then.
Oh, really?
Oh, whoops.
No, it's not been that long, surely.
I'm not with it, am I? All right, well, yeah. I reckon probably about 8 months, okay?
Okay, and during that time you've been relatively, you've come through unscathed more or less.
Yes, yeah, I haven't had too many issues. Like, I really enjoy it there. Every day they have their same group of people that usually go. And on Wednesday afternoons I really love the girls who I'm working with.
But, one of them's gone rogue and one of them's, finally got you.
Yes. Literally, one of them's a new girl, and by girl I mean koalas. So one of the guys, Ian, he's actually been there for so long. He's older than us, Bodge. Like, he's very old. I think he's 30. Just kidding. No,
Steady on. I'm 30.
No. So he lives in the rehab section, and every time you go in to feed this koala called Ian, he absolutely loves it. He's in his little enclosure. He comes up and starts banging on the side of it, and he's kind of got more confident as time's gone on because he knows come about 3:10, I'm going to get fed in the afternoon. Seriously, he knows. So on Wednesday, the girls and I figured out that what we have to do is bang our hand just lightly, like tap it on one side of the aluminium guard area, and then we quickly race in. But he literally beat me yesterday. Not that he ran out of the gate, but I had to come in, and he's jumped up on my leg, and I was wearing jeans that had cuts in the knees, of course, yesterday.
Oh, fashionable.
Fashion. Mm. And it's just because I was wearing them, all day and whatever. Anyway, I jumped up. Well, he jumped up, got his claws into one of the cuts
right
in my jean, and then he just kind of stood there. And I was like, oh, no, I haven't got his formula ready. And
when a dog does something like that, you've got to watch out for the peen.
Mm.
Was there some koala peen action?
Thank God I didn't feel that. I didn't feel anything like that. But
Ian let you off the hook then.
Yes. I don't even think he wanted a sexual offering here. I think what he wanted was his formula. And, if you don't know what we usually do there, we have our formula all ready to go and we feed them out of a syringe. And I hadn't even got the syringe ready. So I'm like, oh, God, do I get his leg off or do I get, the formula ready? So literally I just started feeding him as he was, pretty much mounted on my legs.
Yeah.
And then as that was kind of going down his mouth and he was more focused on the formula, I kind of removed him from my person. Next minute, I go around the corner to the new girl who, her middle name's Joy. Now, she's doing a pretty good job, but, yeah, they're all in rehab. They're not that well.
Hang on. Wait. A koala's got a middle name.
Long Flat Joy is her name.
Oh, Long Flat Joy.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I was like, Joy. I just kept calling her Joy. Anyway, so I go around the corner, get ready to feed her formula, and no one really warned me because everyone's like, oh, she's beautiful. She's a cute little one. I was like, okay, yeah, I like her. But when I was going to feed her, they usually just kind of take the formula each time you go there. No one, I've never really, you're not supposed to touch the koalas. You're not supposed to actually.
Really?
Yes. You can't hug them. You can't pat them.
Oh.
None of that. I know. Originally I thought that maybe I'd get a hug, but you don't, Bodge. And she kind of grabbed my hand. When a baby's kind of getting in a bottle and they're like, oh, yep. They get to that age where they help themselves.
Yeah.
Well, this koala, she's only new, and she literally was grabbing my hand and pulling the syringe into her mouth, and then was kind of like having a drink. It was like it was her drug. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She absolutely loved it. But when she was doing that, her claw was digging into my hand the whole time. And then when the syringe finished, usually you've got to refill it, right? She wouldn't let me. So for 5 minutes, I'm just standing there, and she's just sucking on the plastic.
Well, show me your hand. Where's this?
Okay,
where are the cuts?
It's not that bad. I'm just saying their piercing nails dig in.
Let me have a look.
Look.
Oh, come on, Cass. Don't even.
No.
Don't flip me off. Just because I said it wasn't a big deal.
No. Look, all I'm saying is I got attacked yesterday. Just kidding. No. God. Look, it was just I haven't really had that interaction with the koalas yet in like the 11th month that I've been there.
I can't believe you can't give them a little pat on the head while you're feeding them.
No, you can't. Look, some people do when they're there, but you're not supposed to because they're still wild animals. Mm. But either way, next time I go back, I'm not wearing whipped jeans, seriously.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Hit FM this morning, Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. Bodge, some weird news out of the US. This is insane. I can't even speak. This man has done something insane.
Slow down. What's he done?
He's set himself on fire outside the White House.
Really?
Yes. It's news just in, or here anyway, in Australia. So the Secret Service have got involved. Firefighters have had to get involved.
What do you mean the Secret? Where did he do it?
Outside the White House. The White House. So there's videos, like, they're all over the internet. Some of them are actually getting blocked. I just tried to watch a couple. Now, basically, I'll just read you one.
Did he survive it?
Yes, but he has burns. They're life-threatening injuries, and 85% of his body is burnt.
What did he do?
He was arrested and taken to hospital, but how he stopped being on fire, because he honestly looks like the Walking Dead. It's quite confronting. Oh. It's really confronting. This man, then firefighters came, and they actually used their extinguishers to spray him to stop the burn. But can you imagine then having to go to hospital and being like, oh, well, what just happened? I just lit myself on fire. Why? No one knows why.
Was it a protest against Donnie Trump?
No, like he wasn't screaming. Well, also, he was literally so on fire that he couldn't probably scream.
Oh, wow. Oh, Cass is now showing me a photograph.
I'm just trying to show you. He looks like a highlighter, like an orange highlighter.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay.
TMZ, they do entertainment news.
Yeah.
How in the hell have they been there and been able to take photos?
Well, look, someone's either sent it into them and they've claimed it.
Yeah.
But it's TMZ. Look, a lot of other media outlets have. The Secret Service has tweeted saying, at approximately 12:20 p.m., a man lit himself on fire near 15th and the Constitution Avenue. Secret Service personnel are currently on the scene assisting.
That is mental.
Now,
like, even if it was a protest, Cass.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if I'm angry about something and I want to make a point about something else, I want to see how it's going to go. If you're burning yourself, you're not going to know whether you're dead. You're potentially going to never find out whether you were successful or not.
That is a fair point, because especially, but you know what? Obviously, he's done this for a reason. He's getting attention for some reason. It'll come out eventually. Why? Because otherwise,
If he talks.
Yeah, I guess 85% of his body's burnt.
They'll make him talk, the Secret Service. They'll make him talk.
Ooh. As soon as it said the Secret Service and they tweeted, I was like, oh.
Mm. Well, I mean, like, if you burn that much, I mean, there's not too much that you're going to be able to feel, I think, because a lot of your nerve endings, because they're all over the skin, obviously, are going to be probably, you know, burnt.
Well, look, regardless, not that I'm ever going to think about doing this, but old mate did this in a place that doesn't even look that populated. There's like a huge grass area with a gate surrounding it, and he's decided to do it there.
Well, I can't speak for him. It's a mental thing to do.
It is a mental thing to do, but all I'm saying is if you were wanting to get saved, which obviously he was,
right.
I think, right? I don't know what he's thinking. Wouldn't you go into a more populated area so you wouldn't have...
Potentially, but if you could protest... say you didn't like the president for whatever reason.
Okay.
And there's probably plenty of them.
I was going to say, I can name a few.
Yeah, okay. What would your go-to protest be? What would you do? Would you do a dirty protest?
I've got it. Ice bath.
Get up with Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit. Let's go! Trending now at
hits.com.au.
Bodge. We've got Dean McCarthy on the line. Dean, hello. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning, everyone.
Okay, we were just fighting over the fact that you have some really great Hollywood goss today and we can't decide what to do.
Well, we told the listeners earlier that what usually happens is you send us an email with what's going on, the things that you're in the know with this morning, and then we had the tough decision to choose what we're going to talk about. And I think Meghan Markle trying to buy a jacket that's sold out, it shouldn't be sold out for the princess, should it?
Yeah, well, you'd think so. And here's the thing. The reason it's making headlines in Australia, the brand is called Age. It is an Australian designer.
Oh, but I love that one.
It's a great brand, right, Cass?
Yeah.
My girlfriends all love it. Yeah. Well, not girlfriends, but girlfriends love it. But here's the deal, right? $455 jacket. It was a black linen. You'd think that if Meghan Markle wanted the jacket, she could have anything. It was sold out and they couldn't get her one. I feel like if I was that designer, I would have sat down with a Janome and I would have stitched that damn thing myself. I would have handmade a damn jacket for her. How could you pass up that opportunity to be dressing Meghan Markle?
100%, because then that brand would literally be so much more well-known.
It would take off.
The Meghan, what is it? The Markle effect? The Meghan effect?
It's the princess effect. It was the same with Kate, and it was the same with Diana. As soon as they wear something, bang, it's gone out of stores.
Freak out about it. Also, Dean, with big headlines this morning, Kit Harington from Game of Thrones, Jon Snow, as we all love and know him, was all over the news yesterday, but could it be fake news?
Well, here's the deal. So what happened was the rumour is, the fake news part is this, that he went to rehab. The real news part is that he's gone to a wellness centre. So basically he went somewhere and everyone was saying, you know, oh, it's because of alcohol and stress. Our representatives have come out today saying, no, he's not in there. He's not in rehab for anything. He's in a wellness centre dealing with some personal issues. When you think about it, this is a guy that played Jon Snow in Game of Thrones, right? I cannot even imagine what he must be dealing with. Like, being the star of the biggest show in the world, people are upset about the ending. People are, like, personally attacking him when he would go places regarding the ending. All of a sudden, he's the biggest star in the world. Then the next day, the show's over. There's so much going on. There's so many emotions.
Imagine that hype.
I reckon. Let's hope he's getting a good rest and a good chill out, because that's a lot for someone to deal with.
Yeah, Cass and I talked about that. A lot of these actors, when they finish these big shows, some of them feel like they're typecast and will never get another role again. Some of them, I was telling Cass, one of the guys that played Doctor Who even went to see psychiatrist because he couldn't deal with the fame.
Yeah.
It was too much. He had too much time to go out and do his own thing now the show was over, and it was just too much. So, Kit, all the best vibes sending him.
Yeah, sending him best vibes. And thank God he's got, like, all of the Game of Thrones cast. Like, they seem pretty close on camera and off camera. Yeah. So, Dean, thank you very much again for bringing the latest Hollywood goss.
Bye, guys.
See ya. All right, so, Bodge, I've been stalking this guy called Daniel for quite a long time now. And they're these two brothers, and they've gone viral. They're like a sensation. They have this Instagram account called Yaya Next Door, and I just feel like I want to be their sister, seriously. And we've got him on the line right now. Daniel, good morning.
How you going, mate?
We're doing all right. Hey, this Instagram account, I've had a look at it. Very, very funny. What it is, you guys go up to the fence and sometimes you don't see anything and then you just see a bag of food get slung over it.
So tell us about your yarn next door, because she seems too good to be true.
Well, to be fair, we've had a relationship since I was born, really, because she lived next door to my nonna. So where we're currently living is my nonna's house. So we've known her pretty much our whole lives.
So, because she's not your actual Yaya. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, Yaya means grandmother. But so does she have other grandkids of her own?
Yeah, so she's got a younger grandson and she's got some daughters and sons also. But she's obviously adopted us as one of her own also.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay, so tell us.
That is beautiful.
Tell us, what is her best dishes? Because I'm seeing, you know, cazzarolas coming over full of spanakopita. You've got the soups. Like, oh, my God. What is happening? Like, what's her best one?
You've just mentioned my favourite was the spanakopita.
Yeah.
And also another favourite, which myself and brother quite like, is the chicken and rice. It's just this plain rice, but I don't know what she does to it with some secret herbs and spices and love. But, yeah, it tastes
well, all I know is chicken in Greek is kotopolo. So is it like chicken breast, like kotopolo vizia, or is it
like chicken drumsticks, really?
Oh, yum. Yeah.
I don't know what it is about ethnic women, but they are the best cooks. Italian, Greeks, I know a Macedonian lady that just cooks the best food. I don't know what they do. I don't know how they make that home-cooked taste, but it's delicious.
God. But, of course, Daniel, all of the, like, funny videos, and I really hope you guys keep them coming, because I think it's absolutely hysterical and just gives a small insight into how amazing Yaya's food are. You guys have a bit of a different story that originally wasn't told. Your Yaya is kind of like a protector of you guys. So if you don't mind telling us a little bit, how did this all come about?
About 6 years ago, unfortunately, a pretty bad circumstance happened to myself, my brother and my family, where my mother passed away due to victims of violence.
Oh, mate.
So, yeah, she's she was kind of there when she heard some screaming and whatnot. And then, yeah, ever since that night, she's pretty much taken under her wing. And
so a really unbelievable, heartbreaking
scenario. That's a terrible scenario. I'm so sorry, mate.
Yeah, Daniel, it's actually unspeakable. And, of course, the Yaya next door, she's really taking you under the wing. So how are you guys? Are you guys being activists now for domestic violence, or what are you doing?
Well, we actually have – well, I've kind of created my own little fundraising saying say no to domestic violence. So I've actually had that going for a while now, and we raised some money for victims of violence and for women in need. And we're also in the backdrop just kind of always raising awareness for that. So whether it's just, you know, posting some stats or articles and just videos and, like, helping people with, like, kind of the what to do kind of thing, or reaching out, because obviously being grown up in one of those environments, you don't necessarily think it's, you just assume it's normal in a sense, as bad as it sounds, because you just think, oh, they're just fighting. Now that we've got such a large platform, we're going to try and sell some merchandise from Yaya next door. There is t-shirts, aprons, plates. We've been potentially thinking about doing a cookbook. So there's a few options on the table. And
look, your cookbook would be amazing, Bodge. I think we would definitely get around that.
We would get around that. And, Lou, do you know what? All power to you. You know, you built up a social media following with these great videos, and the story behind it is quite powerful. So we wish you the best of luck with the merchandise. And just tell us where we can find your Instagram account for those that haven't seen it.
Yeah, sure. So it's just Yaya Next Door.
So that's on Instagram. Awesome stuff, Daniel. Look, we'll come back in just a sec, Cass. I reckon this is turning into a bit of a Grek Life situation.
Yes, or Grek Life.
I think we do Everyday Euros. That's coming up next on Hit.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Cass and Budge.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
For me.
It's time for Everyday Euros.
That's okay, I mean love.
Grek Life, Cass. We've got Daniel on the line with us. He's still here. We've been talking about his Instagram fame, Yaya Next Door.
Yes.
Yaya.
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 Okay. You're getting better.
We talked the serious side of it. We're going to talk about the fun side of the videos that they share. Very funny stuff.
This is something that isn't in the videos. A lot of the videos just have the food being thrown over. Is the food hot?
Yeah, well, obviously some of it's quite hot because she'll just literally take it off the stove.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She is literally a queen.
Other times, obviously, it's a bit cold because it's been sitting in until we get home, in a sense. So, yeah, it's just, either of the two. It's always fresh, though.
How do you know that she's ready to give you food over the fence?
Is she
cold? We get the pre-calls, so we kind of get the calls prior to when it comes to the fence.
This is like a tree.
Daniel, I have the food for you.
What does Yaya actually, does she know how famous she is now?
Well, she knows that she's gotten a lot of traction, and I think she's starting to get a big head from what I've been told from her daughters. But, she's still keeping very humble and quite beautiful and just enjoying the moment.
Has she ever given you and your brother Luke one piece of advice? Like, one piece of advice? Just because I feel like your Yaya's are just full of wisdom.
She always just encourages me to obviously keep finding a nice girl for myself and whatnot. But that's pretty much the only advice that she's been giving me lately.
And to eat
a lot more because I'm apparently too skinny in her eyes.
Yeah, that's always the way.
That's always the thing.
Hey, look, I'll tell you what, we can help you find someone right now. If you go to Cass_Katsoulis 22, she's a radio host and she's very, very available.
No, I'm very Greek and that's all. Oh, my God, Daniel, sorry about my co-host, Bod, here.
All right, Daniel, thanks so much for taking the time out,
mate. Thanks for having me. Thanks,
guys. Get up with
Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Let's go!
Trending now
at hits.com.au.
Yes, Bodge. Okay, well, firstly, a story's caught my eye this morning, and it's because a bloke from the Gold Coast, he's only 19 years old, he's going to run the Gold Coast Marathon in his budgies, mate. In his budgie smugglers.
Oh, a lot of chafing there, I'm guessing. Can you get him on? 19 years old. Find him on Facebook and get him on.
Stalk him.
Yeah.
All right.
You're good at that. Hey, Ashton Kutcher as well, he's testified. Very, very hard thing to do, of course, in court in LA. Murder trial, obviously. He went to go and pick up a woman for drinks in 2001 and left when she didn't answer a door, only to find out the next day she'd been killed. And he's been, you know, was a serial killer sort of murder trial, and he had to testify.
How crazy is that? It was like his ex-girlfriend has had to do that all these years later.
Yeah.
Pretty shocking.
Yeah.
Also, one that, here's a story that is, to be honest, quite heartwarming in a way that Ellen DeGeneres has finally come out and spoken about it.
It's a terrible situation. Oh,
Well, I saw it last night on E! News, and I was like, oh, God. So I dived into it a little bit more, but Ellen DeGeneres has told David Letterman that she wanted to speak out about her experience to help other girls. Now, she was actually abused by her stepfather.
I can't believe it.
It was a horrible story. She's being sexually assaulted when she was a teenager at about 16 years old. Her mother was ill at the time, and she was quoted saying that she felt she was too weak to stand up. And, I mean, it's a horrible story.
It's so weird because we've seen her on telly for the past nearly 20 years, and she's been this happy larrikin. You thought, you know, her story's already strong enough. She's come out, and when she came out, it wasn't hugely accepted at the time. And now to hear this, that there's more to it as well, like to her story.
Exactly.
It's incredible.
It's like the different layers of Ellen DeGeneres, to be honest. And she did say, it's time for us to have a voice. It's time for us to have power. So that's why she's come out and spoken about it. And look, the sexual assault hotline is 1-800-RESPECT. If you do need someone to call at any time.
Or even if you you think someone might be in that scenario, even just to talk to someone about it, that line is open.
Hit review. The S is silent because we can't swear on radio.
All right, Bodge, hit review this week. We're both going to do this one.
This is never done before in the history of hit review.
But this is a dual one because the movie is that good and we have agreed upon that this is one of the greatest movies of all times.
Yeah.
Which doesn't happen often with us.
And yeah, well, see, I don't get around the lead actor in this film. Not anymore. Not since I was 12.
What?
Yeah, he was funny when I was 12, and that's a big hint. But this film was really, really good. So he's a retired sports star.
Retired quarterback.
And he's, you know, he's had a bit to drink. He takes his car out for a spin, gets in an accident. I remember he got arrested and he goes, good news, guys, didn't spill my beer. And I thought, yeah.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, don't drink drive, it's not fun. And then he goes to prison for a bit.
Well, then he gets kind of manipulated by this warden who makes him play football for the for the inmates.
Yeah, because they like to play against him, the prison guards.
The inmates, and because he's a famous quarterback.
And what was Chris Rock's role in it?
Oh, caretaker.
And he got.
Oh my God! When that
really sad
spoiler. When he died, I don't know why we're laughing. I actually left the cinema because I was so sad about that. He was the best character in the movie.
We've got some people on the line at the moment. Should we take one of them, do you reckon?
Yeah, all I reckon right. We take someone. Who we got on the line right now?
Michael.
Michael, where are you from, Michael?
Port Macquarie.
Beauty. What film are we talking about, Michael?
Longest Yard.
Yeah,
that's nice what we're talking work, about. Michael.
Hey, and Cass, the greatest line in any movie ever you've got right there. And all I know right. Michael, when he hears it, is going to agree. Cass, can you please play the greatest line of all time?
I got the shakes that'll make you quake. I got the fries that'll cross your eyes. Mm-hmm. I got the burgers that'll...
I just got burgers.
Greatest line in any movie ever. Terry Crews is like that. He's always either the little character that makes the movie or he's the greatest character in a TV show.
Hey, Michael, apparently there was like an older version of The Longest Yard. I've only ever seen this one. Have you seen the other one?
No,
I haven't.
Nor have I.
Reynolds or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Burt Reynolds is in it.
He did a cameo, like he came back.
Oh, he was in it.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. So, now I'm going to watch it.
I know. We've all got some homework to do this weekend, guys. Hey, Michael, stay on the line and we'll grab your deets and you're off to Majestic Cinemas.
Now, the good thing about getting tickets about this time of year is Rocketman's come out today, which is meant to be like on par with Bohemian Rhapsody. Good old Elton John.
Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah. Now, also, Detective Pikachu's out. Now, I don't know about you, Michael, but when I was 10 years old, the first episode of Pokemon came out, and I've been a little bit reserved, mate. I don't want to see what these kids are watching these days, because there was only 150 Pokemon. Now there's a bazillion.
Yeah, it's a bit scary, isn't it?
Bit scary. What are you keen to see at the movies?
I don't really know. I haven't really got a date though either. So,
well, do you know what? I know someone.
You.
I know no, someone.
Can I tell you? Can I tell you
single
guys something?
Single and Greek.
Can I tell you guys something? I know someone who's one quarter Greek who'd love to go to Pikachu with you.
Yeah, Casket Solus. Slip into
on.
The DMs. Yeah,
oh,
there you
here
go.
We go, stay. Michael. Stay. Honestly, this is like a daily occurrence. I can't handle it. I'm getting this nervous sweats over here. All right, Michael, stay on the line and we'll grab your deeds.
Good on you, Michael.
Too easy, Cass.
All right, that's Hit Review for another week, Bodge. Coming up, we've got 5 and 10, $140 up for grabs.
Get up with
Cass and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Hit FM's 5 and 10 for Newtons. The only name for shutters, blinds and awnings. Yeah, let's go.
All right, Bodge, $140 on the line. Who we got on the line?
Joe from Warhope. Hello, Joe.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning? You on your way to work?
I am, yes.
Oh, good on you. Hey, look, we got a question. We need 5 answers in 10 seconds. Are you ready to go?
I'll do my best.
All right, Joe, good luck. You've got this.
And just remember, if you lose, right, it's okay. We got a consolation prize. So it's all
okay,
good.
But we cool. want you to win.
We want you all to right, win. But if go. You win, you don't get the consolation prize.
That's
oh,
that's
dear.
A hard one.
I know. Okay, Cassie, you ready to go with the button?
Let's do it.
Here we go. What we need in 10 seconds is for you to name us 5 countries taking part in the Cricket World Cup that starts today.
Oh, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, England.
Oh, God!
West Indies!
They are taking part, but you were late!
Damn it, guys! Damn it.
Jeepers! It's all right. You were so close. I was sitting there on the edge of my seat, just gripping the seat, just going, looking at Cass.
I had my button on the green buzzer.
I was sitting there looking at Cass as if to say, this is it, it's going to happen.
Oh, Joe. Oh.
I knew there was, West Indies, and I couldn't get the name out each time. I was like, oh, my God.
Hey, can I tell you something? We're twins because Bodge tested it on me just before we went to air, and I got 4 as well.
Yeah, but she said Scotland.
But that's because I was thinking rugby.
Scotland don't play cricket.
Okay, but the other 4 I got.
That's all right. Hey, look, Joe, you don't go home empty-handed, mate. We're giving you a $100 voucher for tradie underwear.
Cool,
okay.
Thank you.
That's okay. And the new Tradie Baby Zipsters featuring a two-way zip, Cass, for easy access. Very good.
Joe, there's the new women's range, the new baby range, and there's the blokes range. Do you know what you'll spend the $100 on?
Well, probably the... Yeah, well...
Well, some for me, but yeah. I've got other family members, so...
No.
Joe, well, you did the hard work.
Yeah, stuff them. Treat yourself. All right, Joe, look, stay on the line. We'll grab your deets from you. Have a fantastic day at work, Cass. It goes up to $150 for tomorrow
I'm
for
sure
R&B Friday.
Oh, yeah, this is all thanks to Newtons, the only name for shutters, blinds and awnings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, get up with...
Are we ready?
Cass and Bodge.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Hit FM this morning, Cass and Bodge on Hit for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie, and what, 8:40, Cass, 20 minutes away from peacing out.
Exactly right. Look, we have got Chris Rose in the studio, local muso. Morning, Chris.
G'day. How you going?
We're going well, and we're keen because you've got this new song out at the moment, Someone Like You.
Yeah. Brand new tune. Just released it. Yeah, I'm pretty stoked with how it's going.
Before we get into that, though, you had some bad luck. Some riffraff has taken your stuff. They've robbed you.
Oh, it's devastating. Yeah, so... Got all my musical equipment stolen out of my car a week ago after a gig up in Coffs Harbour and, about $6,000 worth of musical gear. So.
Typical of the Coffs Harbour people.
Oh, no, it definitely does suck. So it was pretty... How much? $6,000 worth?
Yeah, if I was to try and replace, every item, it'd be about $6,000.
That's terrible, mate. You've got a GoFundMe page, though. A lot of people are rallying around you. They know how much you love your music and how much you supply to us.
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's the community support's been absolutely mind-blowing. I'm pretty stoked. So,
I mean, it's kind of a strange time because you've got that going on, but you also be pretty happy with the fact that... we understand that your new track is being added to the Hit Network.
Yeah, well, I hope so. Yeah, we'll see how we go, but yeah, I think so.
Oh, low-key, Bodge and I have heard it's word off the street, and we're going to play it to you shortly, but look, word on the street that it's going to be coming on the Hit Network.
That's amazing.
What's the meaning behind Someone Like You? Tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, it's a really simple song at the end of the day. It's a bit of a love song. It's about a guy who's just been super unlucky in love and, you know, he's finally found the one and he's just super excited and he's buzzing with excitement. It's just an uplifting, happy track.
Well, actually, speaking of that, didn't you recently get engaged?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
You're engaged?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this is huge. I love love. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
How long are we talking now? It feels like only a few weeks.
Yeah, probably about 3 months ago or so.
No, 3 weeks, awesome. 3 months.
Okay, well, tell us, how'd you pop the question? 3 weeks, 3 months.
Oh, we've been together for literally 10 years, yeah. Me and Ruby. So, yeah, pretty much we've been talking about it for, like, months and months, and I guess it was just the time to do it. So just did it at home, just... pretty low key, really. At the end of the day, but yeah, pretty stoked with it all.
Cass, you're a single lady. How would you prefer to be?
I get this literally every day.
Yeah, if you were to have someone pop the question, how would you want them to do it?
Well, I think it depends on the Relo. You know what I mean, eh?
No, stop using Relo, Chris. She does this all the time. Relo. If you shorten words, you got to be more specific. Relo to me means relative, not relationship.
And to all of our youth, it means you're in a relationship.
No, it's just you, pal. Like,
Chris, what was that?
I don't know. I shorten things all the time.
Yeah. TY.
All right. Well, I reckon let's give it a shot. Let's play this track. Chris, nice. Do you want to intro this?
Yeah, well, this is my brand new single. This is Chris Rose, Someone Like You on Hit FM.
Cass and Budge on the Mid-North Coast Hit.